you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
taking stock of what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? The things I got will keep me satisfied. Checking up on what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? A healthy balance on the credit side. Got no diamond, got no pearl. Still I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still I'm happy with what I've got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no silver, got no gold. What I've got can be bought or sold. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
You get Broadway to Main Street in the afternoon. What could be better than that? Hello, listeners. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the summertime humid hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that, of course, was Annie Get Your Gun with Ethel Merman, one of the great, great, great musicals of the 1940s, a decade that was absolutely littered with classics. And today, that's what we're going to look at, the formidable 40s, or if you're listening in France, les formidables 40s, or something like that. Anyway, we've done many, many shows in which we've looked at an entire decade and the changes and the warp and woof of what was going on in the American musical theater during those 10 years, and we finally got to the 40s. I have a memory about a year and a half ago sort of starting this and realizing that most of what I had picked was with some fantastic women like Ethel Merman and Mary Martin and Gertrude Lawrence and so on and so forth, and we just sort of turned left and did a show all about the feisty females of the 40s. But this is an overview of the incredible work that gets done. I mean, Obviously, in the 30s, there were great musicals like Of the Ice Sing and Anything Goes. But this is the decade that's created so many masterpieces that get revived constantly, one currently on Broadway, that it's really remarkable to listen to all these songs. So let us start with the first musical of substance to open the 1940s. And it was written by, surprise, surprise, who else? Rodgers and Hart, who dominated the second half of the 1930s and actually began to continue their winning streak in the early 1940s. And this show is called Higher and Higher, a kind of upstairs-downstairs show set on Park Avenue. No one ever revives it, but, you know, it had an interesting cast. Jack Haley, June Allison, Vera Ellen, and the lady we're going to hear, Shirley Ross, singing a Rodgers and Hart perennial classic from April 1940s, Higher and Higher.
I laughed when I heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind. Once you said in your funny lingo, I'd sit at bingo day and night and never get the numbers right. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I'd stay up Sunday to read the Monday morning dirt and find you're merging with some skirt. It never entered my mind. Life is not so sweet alone. The man who came to dinner let me eat alone. I confess it, I didn't guess it, that I would sit and mope again, and all the while I'd hope again to see my darling dope again. It never entered my mind.
Just two little lovebirds all alone in a little cozy nest with a little secret telephone. That's the place to rest.
Artificial roses round the door, they are never out of bloom.
And a flowered carpet on the floor in the loving room.
In our little den of iniquity, our arrangement is good.
It's much more healthy living here. This rushing back home is bad, my dear. dear.
I haven't caught a cold all year.
Knock on wood.
It was ever thus. Since antiquity, all the poets agree.
The chambermaid is very kind. She always thinks we're so refined.
Of course she's deaf and dumb and blind.
No fools we in our little den of iniquity. In our little den of iniquity, for a girly and boy,
we'll sit and let the hours pass. A canopy bed has so much class,
and so's a ceiling made of glass.
Oh, what joy! Love has been that way since antiquity, down to you and to me.
The radio I used to hate, now when it is dark and late, Tchaikovsky's 1812 sounds great.
That's for me. Down to you and to me.
We're very proper folks, you know.
We've separate bedrooms, comme il faut. There's one for play and one for show.
You chase me in our little den of iniquity.
That was from another Rodgers and Hart classic, Pal Joey, which opened around Christmas time, 1940, the same year, different season, same year. Boy, they were just racking up the hits, and that was not an original cast album, but because they didn't make any music, recorded music from Pal Joey, another story for another time. It was about 12 years later, and that was Vivian Siegel, at least from the original show. Well, as I often mention, this show is underwritten and supported by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. And what a good opportunity to look at Ira Gershwin. And this is the first show he did on Broadway without his book musical he did without his brother. And this is Lady in the Dark, music by Kurt Weill, who's the major, major figure, it seems to me, in the 1940s, musically speaking. Here is Danny Kaye to talk about in his star-making performance to talk about Tchaikovsky and other Russians.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take pride in introducing the greatest show on earth, Liza Elliott's gargantuan three-ring circus, featuring for the first time the captivating and tantalizing Liza Elliott, the woman who cannot make up her mind. Order in the courtroom. Ah, the charges against Liza Elliott. Whereas Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind about the Easter cover or the circus cover. Secundus. Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind whether she is marrying Kendall Nesbitt or not. Moreover. Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind as to the kind of woman she wants to be, the executive or the enchantress. And
inasmuch as
in a world where tumult and turmoil reign, these indecisions of Liza Elliott only add to the confusions of an already, as indicated, confused world. Therefore, be it resolved that Liza Elliott be brought to trial and be made to make up her mind.
Yay!
I should like to introduce that peerless witness, Kendall Nesbitt.
Yay!
Mr. Nesbitt,
You are divorcing your wife so you can be free to marry the defendant. Isn't that so?
Yes, sir.
You were led to believe the defendant would marry you when, as, and if.
Yes, sir.
But now she refuses to make up her mind.
Yes, sir.
You gave her the best years of your life, and yet she refuses to be your wife.
Yes, sir.
He gave her the best years of his life. She was, shall we call it, his mistress. 'Twas only for her he's divorcing his wife, and now the man's in a distress. The mister who once was the master of a two would make of his mistress his missus. But he's missed out on a missus, for the mistress is through. What a mess of a mishmash this is. You know, I like that music. Who wrote it?
Tchaikovsky!
Tchaikovsky? I love Russian composers. There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, and Tchaikovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krizhinovsky, Godovsky, Yatabuchov, Moniuszko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Tiomkin, Goroschenko. There's Glinkler, Winkler, Bortnyansky, Rebikov, and Yinsky. There's Metner, Balakirin, Zolotarev, and Voschinsky. And Sokolov, and Kopolov, Tukhansky, and Kranovsky. And Shostakovich, Borodin, Glier, and Novakovsky. There's Liadov, and Karganov, Markeyevich, Panchenko. And Dargomirsky, Chervachev, Skryabin, Vasilenko. Stravinsky, Rimsky, Korsakov, Mussorgsky, and Grachaninov, and Glazunov, and Cesar, Kukalinikov, Rachmaninoff, Stravinsky, and Grachaninoff, Rumchinsky, and Rachmaninoff. I really have to stop because we all have undergone enough.
Stravinsky,
Grachaninoff,
Rumchinsky,
Rachmaninoff.
I really have to stop because we all have undergone enough.
Whew, I'm exhausted just listening to that. That was Danny Kaye from Lady in the Dark. That opened in January of 1941. And boy, did the 40s look to me a majorly sophisticated decade with shows like Pal Joey and Lady in the Dark, which was the height of sophistication with Gertrude Lawrence. And she was a fashion designer, editor of a fashion magazine who couldn't make up her mind. And everyone lived in penthouses and drank martinis. And then at the end of that year, December of 1941, December 7th, of course, everything changed. And the American musical became far more patriotic, much more populist, I think much more heartfelt, and just a fascinating way that history and the real world changes our art and our art form. So here is the major show of World War II from a patriotic point of view. This is The Army, music and lyrics, of course, by Irving Berlin, who also produced it and acted in it and did everything, but put the call sheet up every afternoon. I'm getting tired so I can sleep from Mr. Irving Berlin.
Out on a hike all day, near part of the army grind, weary and long the way, dear, but really I don't mind. I'm getting tired so I can sleep. I want to sleep so I can dream. I want to dream so I can be with you. I've got your picture by my bed. 'Twill soon be placed beneath my head, to keep me company the whole night through. For a little while, whatever befalls, I will see you smile till reveille calls. And please sleep long enough to dream, and look for me, for I'll be dreaming,
dreaming, dreaming, dreaming of you the whole night through.
Till reveille calls. and look for me, for I'll be dreaming, dreaming, dreaming,
dreaming. I feel like I'm not out of bed yet. Oh, the sun is warm, but my blanket's warmer. Sleep, sleep in your lady's arms.
Sleep in your lady's arms.
You got the time, bud?
2 minutes to six.
All night I've been walking the baby. Whoa, his eyes are blue, but her eyes are bluer. Sleep, sleep in your lady's arms.
Sleep in your lady's.
What time's it now, bud?
6 o'clock, will ya? Gabby, hurry up.
24 hours.
Hey, watch where you're going. Thing was your first time in New York.
It is.
New York, New York, New York, New York. It's a hell of a town.
We've got one day here and not another minute to see the famous sights.
We'll find the romance and danger waiting in it beneath the Broadway lights. But we've hair on our chest, so what we like the best are the nights.
Sights.
Lights. Nights.
New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is up, but the battery's down. And people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town.
Manhattan women are dressed in silk and satin, or so the fellas say. There's just one thing that's important in Manhattan when you have just one day. Gotta pick up a date, maybe 7 or 8 on your way in just one day.
New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is up, but the battery's down. And people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York.
And as we're in Leonard Bernstein's centennial year, it's great, of course, to think of the opening number of the other great wartime musical, which, of course, was On the Town, 1944. That was a recording made in a studio, not with anybody who was actually in it, but it was actually released in 1945. So it's actually the first recording of New York, New York, which predates the movie, certainly, but also the studio album from 1960. Anyway, we skipped ahead a little bit to 1944, but the major event happens in April of 1943, and that is, of course, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, the debut musical of that particular team. And everyone says, oh, it changed everything. It changed a lot of things, certainly, as Todd S. Purdom reminds us in his new and wonderful book, Something Wonderful. It certainly put the story and the characters and the narrative ahead of every other concern, and did so wonderfully. Here is one of the, I don't know, half dozen songs that became pop hits at the time, sung by the original Curly to the original Laurie, Alfred Drake to Jan Clayton. And here is a Surrey with the Fringe on top, and we doff our little cowboy hats to our good friend Candy Wainwright. Take it away, Mr. Drake.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's going to be. You will sit behind a team of snow-white horses in the slickest gig you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey, when I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking at a key-to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. I can see the stars getting blurry when we ride back home in the Surrey, riding slowly home in the Surrey with a fringe on top. I can feel the day getting older, feel a sleepy head near my shoulder, nodding, drooping close to my shoulder till it falls kaplop. The sun is swimming on the rim of a hill, the moon is taking a header, and just as I'm thinking all the earth is still, a lark'll wake up in the hush, you bird, my baby's a-sleepin'. Maybe got a dream worth a-keepin'. Whoa, you team, and just keep a-creepin' at a slow clip-clop. Don't you hurry with the Surrey with the fringe on the top.
I let my golden chances pass me. you don't love me. That's what you said, wasn't it?
Yes.
You're a funny kid. Don't remember ever meeting a girl like you. Say, are you trying to get me to marry you?
No.
Well, then what's putting into my head? I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself. Kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food, and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie. If I loved you, and somehow I can see just exactly.
Rodgers and Hammerstein's second big hit of the 1940s from Carousel. That was John Raitt, of course, singing to Jan Clayton. That's the Jan Clayton cut. It was Joan Roberts from Oklahoma. Forgive me for getting that wrong. That they, Jan, Joan, I wish they had cast different people. Make it easier for a poor old brain like mine. Anyway, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today we're looking at the formidable 40s, that incredible decade where so many classics and came up and careers were made, and certainly from the zeitgeist of and the entertainment world, the integrated musical or the narrative musical, the Broadway musical became the thing to do, and so many teams rushed to New York in the wake of Rodgers and Hammerstein to make fame and fortune, including Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, who were the greatest Hollywood team, certainly of the late 30s, early 40s, and they wrote a show called St. Louis Woman, which I adore, and you can also listen to on our archives. Here is the big hit from that show, an all-black musical about horse races and luck and women who cast a long shadow over your fate. Ruby Hill and Harold Nicholas from St. Louis Woman, 1946.
Ain't this the life, Augie?
Oh, gal, I'm having a ball.
You is lucky.
Oh, I was born lucky. Born with a veil, and that's sure enough lucky. You know, anybody what takes up with me gets lucky. I'm gonna make you lucky, too. If you, love me hard enough.
Oh, I'm gonna love you hard, little Augie. I'm gonna love you worse than I ever did anybody else. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true. me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you, Augie.
Like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you, Della. I'm with you, rain or shine.
Wow, we all know that song. St. Louis Woman ran about 3 months, I'm fond of saying, sadly. It is the biggest hit song to come out of the biggest flop musical. But a show I love. Well, Yip Harburg and Burton Lane also came to back to Broadway with from great Hollywood careers to try to change things up with an incredible show called Finian's Rainbow, again with a half dozen timeless, wonderful songs. Here's my favorite, sung by Ella Logan and Donald Richards from the original 1947 production.
Mr. Mahoney, the moon has disappeared.
That's the Valley legend, Sharon. They who meet on an April night are forever lost in love. If there's moonlight all about and there's no moon above.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes.
Mr. Mahoney, it takes two to make a valley legend.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hard to handle. Stars in the night blaze in the light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna cry,
think I'm free as a dove. Oh, devil moon, deep in your eyes, blinds me with love.
Among the other people who decided to try his hands at the narrative musical was Cole Porter. And Cole Porter was the great sort of review writer of silly shows. And this was a very serious show based on Shakespeare, much to his chagrin. But it became one of the great classics. We're going to see it again on Broadway next year. But here is the always wonderful Mr. Alfred Drake, who's in two of the greatest shows of the 1940s, Oklahoma, and this one, Kiss Me, Kate.
Since I reached the charming age of puberty and began to finger feminine curls, like a show that's typically Schuberty, I have always had a multitude of girls. But now that I'm married man, at last am I, how aware of my dear departed past am I. Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now? Totally dead. Where is the fun I used to find? Where has it gone? Gone with the wind. A married life may all be well, but raising an heir could never compare with raising a bit of hell. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that late in dear Milano, where are you, Momo? Still selling those pictures of the scriptures in the Duomo. And Carolina, where are you, Lena? Still peddling your pizza in the streets of Taormina. And in Firenze, where are you, Alice? Still there in your pretty, itty-bitty, pitty palace. And sweet Lucretia, so young and gay, what scandalous doings in the ruins of Pompeii? Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now? Totally dead. Where is the fun I used to find? Where has it gone? Gone with the wind. The marriage game is quite all right. Yes, during the day it's easy to play, but oh, what a bore at night. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that late I? Where is Rebecca, my Becky Wecchio? Could still she be cruising that amusing Ponte Vecchio? Where is Fedora, the wild virago? It's lucky I missed her gangster sister from Chicago. Where is Venetia, who loved to chat so? Could still she be drinking in her stinking pink palazzo? And lovely Lisa, where are you, Lisa? You gave a new meaning to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now? Totally dead. Where is the fun I used to find? Where has it gone? Gone with the wine. I've oft been told of nuptial bliss, but what do you do? A quarter to two, with only a shrew to kiss. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that left?
Well, if Alfred Drake is the major performer of the formidable 40s, the decade we looked at today, the composer, without a doubt, who had the biggest hits was Richard Rodgers. We started with a song from Higher and Higher, lyrics by Lorenz Hart. By 1949, he had written his fourth show with Oscar Hammerstein, and South Pacific was the hit to end all hits, winning the Pulitzer Prize and the Tony. And here is probably, certainly one of, if not the most transcendent and popular song from the American musical theater to reach audiences all over the world, Ezio Pinza, in his Tony-winning performance as Emil Debeck in South Pacific. Quite ready to let the 1940s go yet either, even though that show opened in April of 1949. There are still tons of other shows that year. Here is the last show, major show, to open in the decade of the formidable 40s, 1949, early December, I think. Carol Channing in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes with a great Julie Stein, Leo Robin ballad, which you don't get to hear too much. I think it's terrific.
Baby, if I let you go away alone, are you sure I can trust you?
Why, of course, Daddy. But what about you? What will you be doing while I'm all alone out on the great big ocean?
I'll be in my room alone every post-meridian.
And I'll be with my diary and that book by Mr. Gideon.
Bye-bye, baby, remember you're my baby, when they give you the eye.
don't you write and declare that though on the loose, you are still on the square? I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me, then my shadows will fly. Though you'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by. With my baby by and
quite prepared to say bye-bye to the 1940s yet. That, by the way, was Jack McCauley. Not the Jack McCauley. Yes, indeed. Gentlemen prefer blondes. I mean, I think there's a show that represents the 40s that opened a little earlier than that. And this is Lost in the Stars. Lyrics by Maxwell Anderson and music by Kurt Weill. And I said earlier that Richard Rodgers cast a very long shadow on the decade, I think, in terms of popularity and the big hits. But the... what would I say, the deep bass rumbling under the 1940s was, I think, Kurt Weill. He had done some shows in the late 30s, but this was really his decade when you think about it. Lady in the Dark all the way to Lost in the Stars. One Touch of Venus, Firebrand of Florence, a few other things. But his influence on the 1940s is sort of doubly impressive and somewhat melancholy because he would pass away in 1950. And pretty much turn that decade over to Rodgers and Hammerstein. But here is Todd Duncan from the original cast of Lost in the Stars. It's a beautiful song that so many people have sung transcendently, and shows you how far the musical came in the 1940s, from these silly penthouse gigolos and fashion editors to a real interesting deep story about bigotry and redemption in South Africa. Very serious subject. If you want to hear more about the 1940s, you can scroll through iTunes or our broadwaytomainstreet.libsyn.com, where we have 260 other shows. Many of them deal with the 1940s. But let's turn this last selection over to Kurt Weill, Maxwell Anderson, and the wonderful Todd Duncan.
Who do you write to, Uncle Stephen?
To the mother at home. Oh, can I say this to the mother, Tico, that I cannot bring him home, that he will perhaps never, never come home.
But, Uncle Stephen, you are an Unfundis, and you can ask God to help you, and he will surely help you.
I don't know, Alex.
Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, And they ran through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, so long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting his promise that we heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night.
And we're lost.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.